New milestones: more Egyptian women made it to corporate boards in 2022. By Reem Hossam El-Din. Even though we have certainly made significant strides towards gender equality, it is still a fact that the world we live in is often dominated by men. Men have traditionally held power and influence in many areas of society, including the workplace, politics, and even within families. As a result, women often face significant barriers to achieving their full potential, such as the gender pay gap, discrimination in hiring and promotion, and the expectation to take on more caregiving responsibilities than men. According to a report by the World Bank, the labor force participation rate for women in Egypt was around 24.2% in 2020. This indicates that a significant number of women in Egypt are engaged in the workforce and may be contributing to their families' incomes. Unfortunately, that doesn't necessarily mean these women are getting proper recognition or promotions at their workplaces. The Women on Boards Observatory, WOB, of the AUC School of Business has been making tremendous efforts over the past few years since its establishment in 2017 to ensure that women are properly represented on corporate boards in Egypt and the MENA region, similarly to their male peers, in both the public and private sector, and are not discriminated against in any way. And the 2022 annual monitoring report shows some interesting, positive results. A significant growth rate was observed as the 2022 WOB indicator reached 19.7% in 2022, compared to 16.7% in 2021. The total number of women on boards of companies and banks in 2022 was 1320 compared to 1043 women in 2021, marking a growth rate of 26.6%, according to the report. It's worth noting that the annual report by WOB covers the data and information of almost 1,000 companies and banks, with 236 EGX-listed companies, 34 banks, 676 non-banking financial sector (NBFS) companies, and 82 public sector enterprise companies, holding and affiliate companies. It's showing noticeable positive progression. The number of women on boards of EGX-listed companies increased from 289 to 324 between 2021 and 2022, with a positive growth rate of 12.1%. Additionally, the banking sector witnessed an increase in the number of women on boards from 41 in 2021 to 54 in 2022, with a 31.7% growth rate. The number of women on boards of public enterprise sector companies increased by a growth rate of 22.2% and from 35 women in 2021 to 44 in 2022. The number of women on boards of the NBFS has also realized positive growth, increasing from 712 in 2021 to 924 in 2022. The 2022 distribution of companies and banks by the number of women on boards showed an increase in the number of organizations with one and two women on board. The two women on board percentages were boosted between 2021 and 2022 across most categories under study. This shift could have resulted from effective compliance with regulators' decrees and decisions, necessitating the placement of two women on boards, the report stated. The aforementioned figures indicate that the annual gap of women on boards is steadily diminishing. Only 692 women are needed to join boards for WOB to reach its set target by the year 2030. We are proud of the success that has been achieved so far. We're ambitious to do more, said Gada Hawedi, Associate Dean for Executive Education at AUC School of Business and founder of the WOB Observatory. For her part, Maya Morsi, president of the Egypt National Council for Women, said, "The 2022 report results prove that we are on the right track, moving forward, and sustaining the annual 3% increase achieved in the past 3 years. Having Egyptian women take leadership and decision-making positions is no longer just a dream, and has become a tangible reality." In a webinar to launch the 2022 WOB Annual Monitoring Report, Sharifa Sharif, Executive Director of the National Institute of Governance and Sustainable Development of the Ministry of Planning and Economic Development, expressed her happiness with the results that the report showed. "Women-focused socioeconomic policies are critical in Egypt," she said. "We have advanced tremendously over the past years, but there's a lot of work to be done. Women make up 73% of nursing staff in the private sector and 91% in nursing staff in the Ministry of Health. In addition to that, 42% of women are doctors and 51% of women are civil servants. Unemployment among Egyptian females has decreased in the fourth quarter of 2022 to become 19.3%. More and more women are joining the labor market in Egypt, with many of them being in leadership positions, Sharif added. For her part, Christine Arab, country representative of the UN Egypt Country Office, said, "We're so pleased to see the investment and the support from the government of Egypt continuing and growing. All of the research in Egypt shows that whether a woman works outside of the home or inside of the home, she has the same number of hours in terms of taking care of the family, and that's a difficult thing if it isn't supported more. It hampers women's abilities to advance in a workplace. So it's very helpful and important to see where advancement is happening for women." Arab attributed the noticeable progress to the measures that the Egyptian government has taken, requiring the Central Bank of Egypt, CBE, the Financial Regulatory Authority, FRA, and EGX, that there be a certain percentage of women on boards, and the incentives they give them are crucial changemakers and deal-breakers. The WAB Observatory is officially recognized by the Egypt National Council of Women. It has been ranked as number 62 globally by the Financial Times. WAB partners with many prominent government bodies to work towards more gender equality and diminish the gender gap in Egypt.